I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On today's show, we'll tell you why Deion Sanders is not just changing football, but the entire human race.
Let's go. Roll the intro.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony,
yo,
huge show today.
Oh yeah,
football
so
is
excited.
Back. We're so excited. Yep, not yeah. just because we're talking NFL, but you know, we don't have to talk NBA anymore.
Ugh,
so you know,
NBA, who cares?
Nobody cares. Anyway, exactly. That's not the only thing we're celebrating. You know, it's morning in the NFL again because for the first time in 27 years or whatever it's been, we don't have to watch that hack Tom Brady.
Thank
and to
God.
Celebrate this, we're doing two big things. First, we're putting two classic anti-Brady designs for sale in the official Fusco show
merch
store. So go check them out and you know, buy them and give
us
your money, you know.
Yeah.
And second, we're bringing on today the true Bucks Super Bowl quarterback.
Oh, yeah, legend.
You know, the original.
Underappreciated.
Who actually won in front of fans, not taking the easy way out during COVID in front
exactly.
of a socially distanced, not game-regulated crowd size.
Yeah, exactly. That shouldn't count. Yep.
Exactly. Anyway, Brad Johnson will be joining us. And, you know, we're going to point out what he and Deion Sanders have in common.
Yep. And guess what? His mind is going to explode.
Yep. And, you know, that's a perfect segue, Tony, because,
Thank you.
If there's one thing you don't want, it's for your car to explode. And that's why it's time right now for a message from our good friends at Advance Auto Parts. When your car breaks down, do you hire another man to fix it? What are you, a pussy?
Yeah. Real men fix their own cars. Like, the other day, I was at Advance Auto Parts when I ran into my Aunt Marie and her boyfriend Nunzio. Nunzio's a real man, because he knows how to fix cars. Now, it sounded like some part had come loose in Nunzio's 1987 Oldsmobile, because he told me that he and my aunt were trying to figure out how they could screw in the back seat. And you know what? Let's just finish the story another time. Let's just keep going.
We'll hear about that later. Anyway, in the meantime, go to advanceautopods.com, use the promo code Fusco, and get a free 6-CD changer with any purchase. Offer expires June 1st, 2002. Advance Auto Parts.
Boom, another check in the mail.
That's right, Tony.
That's how you do it.
Let's get right into our top story.
Top story.
first out the gate, you know, it may be the start of the NFL season, but the biggest story in sports comes out of college football. Of course, we're talking about Deion Sanders winning his first game as head coach of Colorado by a decisive score of 45-42.
Wasn't even close.
No, not at all. But of course, you know, the biggest story in the game was the performance of Deion's son, quarterback Shedeur Sanders. And Tony, this performance could have a huge impact, not just on football, but the entire human race. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. You know, all these college coaches spend so much time recruiting other people's kids, but Deion is making everyone realize that all they have to do is just produce their own kids. I mean, if you're in the NFL Hall of Fame and we talk about building the DNA of a football team, wouldn't it make more sense to build a team using your own actual DNA?
Great point, Tony. I mean, you know, you talk college recruiting. Well, what an edge in college recruiting if the only travel you gotta do is, you know, walk downstairs to the living room and go, hey, you're on the team.
Yeah. You know, I don't like to get religious on this show, but as it says in the Bible, be fruitless and multiply. And well, the Bible is the ultimate playbook.
So beautifully said, Tony. And that leads us to another big story out of college football. You know, people are once again calling Urban Meyer a, quote, pervert because he was once again spotted on camera making apparent overtures to a woman half his age while he's still married.
Oh,
but, you know, Tony, when you break this whole thing down, this criticism is just totally misguided, isn't it?
100%. I mean, if a cameraman catches Urban Meyer hitting on a girl, then why don't we call the cameraman a pervert?
Yep.
He's the one holding the camera, doing the peeping. And why are we faulting Urban Meyer here? Shouldn't we praise him for being so attractive? He's clearly a great recruiter of men and women.
Great points all around, Tony. And now let's move to a developing story out of the NFL. A big scare for the Kansas City Chiefs as end Travis Kelce is dealing with a knee injury that has many people questioning his availability heading into the season. Now, as journalists, it is so important that we handle this story delicately because there is nothing more serious than an injury which could potentially impact a player's career. So,
so true.
On the story, we are going to refrain from commenting. Isn't that right, Tony?
Absolutely. At a time like this, it would be so easy to say something like, his knee gave out from having to carry the team, or the Chiefs got the wrong Kelce brother, or something like how Travis Kelce will be on crutches like he's been a crutch for the overrated Patrick Mahomes. You see, that stuff we won't say in a moment like this.
You see, people, that's the professional way you handle it. So
beautifully
said by you,
Tony.
Take notes. Take notes, kids trying to come up in the business. That's how you do it.
Delicate.
And on that, we're going to move to the team, the Eagles, who, you know, technically did beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. But that's neither here nor there. You know, moving into the season now, it's time for us to give our official prediction, you know. And, you know, we know you people out there, you think, oh, you know, Paulie, Tony, they're just going to predict that the Eagles are going to go 17-0.
That's
crazy talk, people. Come on, you know.
We're professionals.
Yep. Here's what we're going to do. We're just going to break down their schedule week by week to show you what what's going to happen exactly. So
Here we go. We're going to lay it out for you.
Yeah, week one at the Patriots.
Win.
Week two hosting the Vikings.
Win.
Week three at Buccaneers.
Win.
Week four hosting the Commanders.
Win by 70 points.
Week five at the Rams.
Their QB's too old. Win.
Week 6 at the Jets.
Their QB's even older. Win.
Week 7 hosting the Dolphins.
They'll have a backup QB at that point. Win.
Week 8 at the Commanders.
Win by forfeit.
Week 9 hosting the Cowboys.
Easy win.
All right, week 10's a bye. Week 11 at the Chiefs.
Travis Kelce probably still out. Win.
Week 12 hosting the Bills.
Overrated. Win.
Week 13 hosting the 49ers.
We beat them last year. Win.
Week 14 at the Cowboys.
Trey Lance will be their QB at this point. but still, win.
Week 15 at the Seahawks.
Boring win.
Week 16 hosting the Giants.
Win by 90 points.
Week 17 hosting the Cardinals. Week 18 at the Giants.
They'll lose both these games as they rest their starters and second string for the playoffs. But these games will still be very, very close. Only 2 or 3 point losses.
So there you have it, people. 15-2. Totally reasonable.
Yup.
As the Eagles, you know, head for the Super Bowl again. And, well, on that subject, look at that, Tony. On the subject of Super Bowls, we're going to bring on someone who's won one. Here we go. It's time to go on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, as we continue celebrating the first season in forever that we don't have to watch Tom Brady.
Oh, thank God.
We bring on the original, more noteworthy Bucks Super Bowl quarterback. Yeah, there you go. A man who also played for the Vikings and, unfortunately for him, the Cowboys, you know, terrible, which we'll get into.
Yeah.
You can see him now on TikTok doing trick shots under the name Big Bad Brad 14.
Yeah, go give him a follow.
I don't know if this is an impressive career move or sad, but whatever, well, you know. We'll just bring him in here. Brad Johnson, welcome to the show.
Welcome back.
Oh, I appreciate you. Yep, the second time on your show. Couldn't be better. Usually it's Big Bad Brad. Back by popular demand, popular on the East Coast, popular on the West Coast, and everywhere in between.
Wow, that was quite the opener there.
Yeah, exactly.
Quite a promotional. Hey, here we are with the Ringling Bonham and Bailey. Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, look, you know, before we get into it, I don't mean to bring you down here, but, you know, we do need to acknowledge, you know, you got to that Super Bowl in 2002,
yep,
whenever
2002.
It was. Because, you know, Donovan McNabb had a terrible game in that 2002 NFC Championship. You know, one pick, two fumbles. Doesn't that taint the title for you? You know, you didn't face McNabb at his best.
Yeah.
You know, a guy who would normally crush you like a mosquito.
Do you stay up at night thinking about that?
All the time. I wear my bling everywhere I go, baby. Just for you guys. Hey, we shut down the vet. We opened up the Lincoln. Let me tell you something.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'll put you in the trunk of a Lincoln.
Yeah, we're going to put you in
like
the trunk of a Lincoln.
Hey. I'll tell you this. We came up there October 20th of that same year, and I felt like I was I felt like Rocky Balboa. I got beat up. I had cracked ribs, all the above. And then we came back up there. Remember that game, the NFC Championship
game?
You
think you're Rocky Balboa? No.
No, so, I got
Ivan
beat up
Drago's
like
loser brother. That's who you are. All right.
Yeah, Steve Drago.
Steve Drago, that's right. That's right. I remember that guy.
So what happened?
No,
so
man,
tell us your story. You came back up there and the defense carried you.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I remember Keyshawn Johnson catching a slant right there in the end zone, dove in there. I remember that one. I remember, I remember the great Joe Jurevich. Remember that play, triple left? 83 double smash.
Everyone's forgotten. Nobody remembers
ball,
this.
Right the
All
go,
they
Joe,
remember
go.
Is Philly special.
He just looked up and the ball was there. Lucky.
But, you know, you do bring up a good point here that we do want to segue to is, you know, people think Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl with Tampa was so great. But, you know, Tom Brady he had great players on that team, you know. He had Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski. You know, you had a bunch of kind of mediocre and shitty players, you know. Players who really were kind of shitty all around. Doesn't that make your Super Bowl
and
even
more meaningful,
more impressive in that way?
Yeah.
You can only have one first. So we were the first ones to win it. You know what I mean? To bring the championship there. And then Tom came later, 20 years later. I think he was hadn't won a playoff game in 20 years. So I'm grateful Tom did that. But now, you know what? Actually, our team, John Gruden came in there. He brought in a bunch of free agents, brought in Joe Giravicious, Keenan McCardell, Michael Pittman.
Guys who will never
Robin
be in
Olman,
the Hall of
Kerry
Fame.
Jenkins. Yep. He brought in a bunch of guys, you know what I mean? But he got us going. We had four guys that have made the Hall of Fame.
And you all
Rondae Barber just made it.
Your own being kind of mediocre at football and somehow won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
So that's what really the story
that's
is.
That's why you deserve more credit than Tom Brady and that team, the super team they formed.
That's right. There's no doubt about that. We were grown from within. We were that team, and Nah, man, those guys, they were great, but I think we were, there could only be one first, and that was but us.
Wasn't it harder for you? You guys had to play in front of full crowds. Yeah. Tom Brady, they had a socially distanced crowd. They were like cardboard cutouts that they played in front of. That's much easier than what you guys had to play in front of raucous crowds.
So true.
He had no media. Had nothing. Had no crowd noise.
No pressure.
Got to play his game at home. No pressure. Got to play the Super Bowl at their own Raymond James.
Another great point.
Yeah, exactly. Yep,
there you go.
So easy to win the Super Bowl.
So easy
like
for Tom Brady. Yeah. It's like they laid it out for him.
Pathetic. You know, anyway, pat on the back to you. Now let's talk about the Buccaneers here. You know, they opened the season against the Vikings. You look at both those teams. Who to you has the best chance of winning the NFC?
You know what? I played for both of those teams. Had 9 years in Minnesota, had 4 years in Tampa. So I'm trying to like flip a coin who I'm pulling for here. It's one of those games. But you know what? It's interesting. Kirk Cousins, remember him on the Netflix, the quarterback?
Yes.
I think that's who he is. He's a proven guy. We got Baker Mayfield here. He's coming in. He's on his sixth coordinator.
Yeah.
In 6 years. So Baker's, he's going to be in for sure. I think it's going to be a great game. I really do.
But that was a very safe answer. You know, you didn't even get us a take.
Yeah.
It's going to be 0-0, and that's what I predict. And yeah, they're going to hold each other and say kumbaya.
Jeez, yeah, they're going to sing around the campfire. Who has a better chance of winning the NFC, the Bucs or the Vikings, in your opinion?
Man, I'm stuck. Maybe they're playing against each other in the championship game. I am stuck.
Wrong.
I mean,
wrong.
Correct answer is the Eagles.
It was a trick question, Brad.
Trick question. I can't get stuck in there. I can't get stuck in the middle there. I can't do it.
Trick question.
Trick question. Next question.
You know, we want to move to another topic. You know, we discussed earlier in the show Deion Sanders, and more importantly, the incredible performance from his son, quarterback Shedeur Sanders. You know, we see, you know, all these college coaches, they spend all this time recruiting other people's kids when they should just simply produce their own kids. I mean, look at you, Brad. You know, you have two sons, right? They're playing football at Texas A&M, right? So don't you think it's just a waste of time to recruit players from these loser parents who have never played football and have, you know, loser DNA in them when they should be getting, you know,
pro DNA? Kids of pro parents. Yeah.
Ain't no doubt. It's always in the blood, in the bloodlines. That's how they do the Kentucky Derby. That's how they should pick their national championships and how you should pick your quarterbacks heading to the pros. Find the bloodlines.
Exactly. There you go.
Have you seen Kirby's kid? He's unbelievable on the sidelines.
Kirby's smart. Yeah.
He's won a couple of national. He'll probably be ahead. He'll probably win a couple of national championships as a coach one day.
Yeah, see, there you go. That championship DNA.
Championship pedigree.
Right?
There you go.
Kirby Smart, right. Getting it done on the field and in the bedroom, just like Deion Sanders and you. Great work by you. The field, the bedroom is your field. All right, listen. Now we're going to go to a sore subject for you. All right, sore subject. You know, unfortunately for you, you had to play for the Cowboys for a few years in your career.
Oh, horrible.
But, you know, we pointed out something on the show last week that just had everyone talking. You know, we showed that the best Cowboys QBs had four-letter first names that started with T and ended with
ended
Y.
Ended
okay?
in Y.
So you got Troy, you got
Troy.
Tony, and now you have Trey. So that leads to the question, Brad, that's so obvious here. You know, when you got to Dallas, were you worried? Because your name, albeit having four letters, started
but they're
with
all the wrong letters.
You know what? I wasn't drafted by Dallas. That was the problem. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So they couldn't
that's
go
a great thing. What do you mean?
So
you're drafted by Dallas. I'd rather go to Vietnam, but that's another story. All right, go.
Yeah.
They're bringing in Trey, which starts with a T and a...
Ends with a Y.
Ends with a Y.
Yeah.
Same. Troy, Tony, Trey. Don't you see?
I should have changed my name. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
you could have been like Terry with just one R maybe or something. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. But, you know, we saw this poll. There's a new poll out there that says that Cowboys fans are the most hated fans in all of the NFL. You know, when you signed with the team, were you disappointed knowing that you would have to deal with so many pathetic,
just
annoying
horrible,
people
just
around
miserable
you?
Fans?
Yeah.
I remember Ed Warder being in the building every day. I remember Skip Bayless always talking about us. Holy Legend. Smokes. It was America's team. I do remember that. And I remember the crowds being, hey, oh.
Yeah. Hey. And it's time for a civil war. What, America's team?
I remember
team.
Yeah. T.O. putting popcorn in his mouth, jumping into the red bucket. You remember that? You remember that? Was that against Philadelphia?
Might have been.
What you know, I don't
at?
Recall off the top of my head.
What are you trying
head.
To get at
there? Yeah, I don't know what yeah. you're trying to Terrell say Owens over here.
Remember, he got to a Super Bowl with, oh, what team was that? Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
guess yeah. what? The Kelly Green. He got there with the Eagles.
You know what? On that note, Tony, there's something I can't get past here.
Yeah.
But I got to bring it back, talking about Super Bowls and Eagles. You know, don't you think it's the right thing to do right here, right now? You got this audience, millions of people watching. Just go ahead and admit that your ring is tainted because, you know, you lost to Donovan McNabb, who could crush you like a tiny bug.
Yeah, like a little
every
fly.
Every other day of the year except for yeah. that one. Just go ahead and admit it.
I'm a fan of Donovan. I'm a fan of Donovan, but all I remember. Number 20, Rondé Barber just doing this.
What are you doing? It looks like you're scratching your back. What are you doing?
Pointing to Barber as he was running down the sidelines.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. You know what you're going to be running down?
Guess what you're going to be
gonna
running?
You're going to be running down the gutter into the sewer.
Yeah.
Because guess what, Brad Johnson? You're off the show.
You're off the yeah. show. You disrespect the TikTok Eagles like that and McNabb. Yes. Off the show.
Brad Johnson.
TikTok, your time is up.
Johnson,
your time is expired. You're off the show.
Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, just absolutely no class at all from him. No class.
No, the only trick I want to see him do is disappear.
Well said, Tony. And, you know, let's
Thank
not
you.
Let him ruin what was otherwise just a terrific show all around.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, of course, we want to thank our sponsors at Advance Auto Parts.
Wait.
Oh, are you
not
kidding
someone
me?
I'd like to sell for parts. Oh, dear.
Producer Jay, what?
What?
Corrections.
What? Hurry
Go.
Up.
You cited a poll that said Cowboys fans are the most hated NFL fan base.
Yeah, very accurate poll there.
Trust the polls, bro.
Yeah.
Well, you left out which team was voted second. Not surprisingly, the Eagles.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to take a poll and shove it up your ass.
Yeah. If there's one thing I can't wait to cite, it's your obituary.
Oh,
yeah.
Good one, Tony. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, he's done. That's it. No
nope,
more.
No.
What?
No.
What?
What? Hurry
Second.
Up. Go.
You said that Deion Sanders in Colorado beat TCU, quote, decisively.
Yeah, bro.
Never
they routed
in doubt,
them.
Bro.
Yeah.
The final score was 45-42. So that's not exactly a decisive victory to win by 3 points.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's 3 points for you. Stop talking.
Yeah, don't worry about TCU. Keep this up and you'll be in the ICU. Yeah.
Oh, great
you're
one,
done.
Tony.
That's it. We're done.
No,
let's get out
what,
of here.
No.
What? Why? Hurry up.
You, for some reason, quoted the Bible when talking about college football and said, quote, be fruitless and multiply.
Words to live by, bro.
Yeah.
The saying is, be fruitful and multiply. Fruitful means reproductive. Fruitless means unproductive.
Oh, yeah? Well, then, you know what's also fruitless? Your genitalia.
Yeah. I'll teach you how to multiply. You times my fist equals dead. Yeah.
Oh.
He's done.
Yeah.
He's finished. Look
yeah,
at him.
We'll talk about fish. We're going to finish on a good note here, Tony.
Yeah.
Justin, booked for next week, Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend Nick Foles will
wow,
be on the show.
Wow, that's terrific.
Hey,
can't wait
forget,
to talk to Nick.
Yeah, don't forget, visit our merch store. Buy
yep.
that limited
Spend
edition
Spend all your money on the merch.
We got up there and also
yep.
the other stuff. Buy it all. Also, don't forget, follow us on TikTok. Subscribe on the YouTube. Listen to all our back episodes on Fox Sports Radio's podcast there.
Do it. Go back. Get smarter.
Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.